Air Marshal.
We call them the quiet professionals, unseen, unheard.
Air Marshal.
Shoot to kill.
Questions are being raised about the guidelines and training of federal air marshals.
I did hear the lady say that her husband was bipolar and he had not had his medication.
Federal officials say airline passenger Rigoberto Alpizar announced he had a bomb in his carry-on bag.
And then she heard the gunshot and she said, oh my God, oh my God.
Marshals shot and killed a man after he reportedly claimed he had a bomb and ran from the plane.
This individual posed an intimate threat due to the fact that he said he had a bomb in his bag, refused to comply several times with their commands, and at that point they had to discharge their weapons to stop this immediate threat.
They can shoot to kill if they believe there is an immediate threat to themselves or others. Before 9/11, there were 33 of them in the country. Now, the number is classified, but it's in the thousands.
Then the wife came running back behind him, saying that he's ill, he's sick. That's all she screamed. She ran after him, and all of a sudden, there were about 4 to 5 shots that happened.
The shooting was the first since the expansion of the program after 9/11. Air Marshals spend 14 weeks training using old planes for their mock drills. Air Marshal spokesman David Adams.
They do firearm training, they have first aid training, they have scene extraction training, what I call also verbal judo, how to control the situation aboard an aircraft.